Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, and insurance agent and broker. We come here every Sunday, 12:30 p.m. in the afternoon for 30 minutes of all about Medicare and all about what Medicare is and how confusing it can be or not be, depending on who your trusted guide is. And so I think of myself as this navigator, you know, basically helping you navigate the difficult waters of the Medicare system and everything it involves. So my main goal every day is really just helping seniors. I'm on the phone, you know, 8-9 hours a day, just doing enrollments and plans, plan reviews, discussions with clients and prospects. So you can always call me anytime if you have a question off any kind of the content that we cover in the show. If you want me to do a plan review, my direct line here locally in Tallahassee is 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk and radio show. That number again, 850-632-0033. And if you're listening anywhere in the country, I have clients all across the U.S. We're a national firm, and we do business in close to 40 states now. Our toll-free number is 1-800-414-2044. You can also find us online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Again, that's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So today is episode 17, and it's our title is, Can I Change My Medicare Plan Anytime? All right, can I change my Medicare plan anytime? I thought I'd do this topic because it's a quite common question amongst clients and prospects. I'll say, oh, can I change my plan? I thought I couldn't change. I thought I had to wait till the fall. I thought I had to wait till the open season. Are you sure I can change? I'm like, So we're going to unpack all this today. And the answer to this question is kind of yes and no. It depends on the type of plan we're going to evaluate or what type of plan you have. We'll kind of dictate those enrollment periods. And I'll go through some of the lingo that's used with this, the enrollment periods, the acronyms to kind of make a lot of sense of that information. So definitely stay tuned, especially in the second segment. We're really going to unpack what a lot of seniors are experiencing on a daily basis is just all the avalanche of phone calls every day. Phone calls, solicitations, now text messages are being used. Of course, lots of direct mail trying to get you to change your plan. And so they're going to use any tactic possible to get you to do business with them, right? At the end of the day, it's sales. That's what they're trying to do. So we're going to unpack some of that too in the second segment, what my thoughts on that is, and just to be, you know, guarded, just to be careful and buyer beware. So we'll go over that in the second segment. So again, if you're tuning in with us today, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. So we do a segment every Sunday afternoon, 30 minutes. Sometimes I do get busy. Last week, I actually didn't do a new content. So we just, in those situations where I'm slammed or super busy in the office, we'll just replay one of our previous episodes. Okay. So sometimes that happens. And I do foresee in the fall season, like October 15th through December 7th, when I'm extremely swamped, extremely busy, during that season, I probably will not do as many live shows or do as many of the new content, because I'm just, my main, you know, focus is really helping seniors and writing new plans. And that's the main thing of what I'm doing. And this show is kind of to help, you know, complement that. So the question to today's topic, can I change my Medicare plan anytime, is it is a yes and no answer. It depends on the type of plan. If it's a Medigap plan, which is a Medicare supplement plan, these are those lettered plans that we've talked about in previous episodes, like Plan F, Plan G, Plan N as a Nancy, et cetera, right? These plans don't have any enrollment window, okay? It's just the way they created the system. You can change this anytime you want, and we do. And that's the bulk of what I'm doing a lot of times in the middle of the year, like now, you know, is these plans, because they don't have any time frames on when you can change them. The only restriction is you have to medically qualify, right? So if you're changing from one Medigap, let's say Plan G, to another Plan G, or Plan N to another Plan N for a lower rate, that's typically why people are doing this, right, to save money on their premium. The new insurance company does not have to take you, right? There's an underwriting process, health questions, prescription drugs you look at, your height and weight, do you smoke, you know, basic factors regarding your health history. And then if you get approved, great, you change out, you got the plan at a lower rate. So those can be changed anytime. the main plans that we're talking about that have these enrollment periods, if you will, are called Medicare Advantage plans. That's what all the advertising you see on these TV commercials is referencing. So these plans have much stricter enrollment windows. Okay, there's very specific as far as when you can change this plan or when you can enroll into this type of plan, right? And this also is the same for prescription drug plans, also known as a PDP. So PDP is just prescription drug plan for short. Some people refer to Medicare Advantage as a MAPD, which is a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plans, or MAPD for short. So these two types of plans, and we're most going to focus on Advantage plans today, have the restrictions, right? So there's three main types of enrollment periods, maybe four actual, we'll say four, okay? And the first three I'll cover are called IEP, AEP, and OEP. So we'll break this down very simple. There's only one IEP, right? That just means your initial enrollment period, or IEP for that acronym. You only have one time to go into Medicare, right? And so that's the initial time that you enter at age 65, or if you delay your retirement, a lot of people take their Medicare Part B later on down the road when you start that Medicare Part B. So Medicare really starts initially with these types of plans, that IEPs, when you have both A and B active. That only happens obviously once. You can't have two initial enrollments. So obviously that occurs for many different people throughout the year. When they turn 65, you've turned 65 in August this year, guess what? That's your IEP. You can do what you need to do. You can get your plan solidified. The other two big ones are AEP and OEP. Now, AEP is the biggest enrollment period of the year. It's the annual enrollment period, or AEP. That is October 15th through December 7th, right? And then the new enrollment date, the effective date of that plan, would be January 1st. That is the massive, busy, annual, open enrollment period everybody refers to that you can change as many times as you need. Whatever final change you make by December 7th is what's going to stick for the new year, okay? That's the plan selection of record for that new year. So that is the big one we all kind of think of. Most seniors are familiar with this date as well, but there's other ones. But this is the biggest one by far. There's the most amount of volume there. There's another one called the OEP, all right, which stands for the Open Enrollment Period. And we're still talking about Medicare Advantage plans. These are the different enrollment windows that you would enroll in these plans during these specified windows. So OEP is at the first quarter of the year. So it's January 1st through March 31st. What this allows one to do, and this only applies if you have an existing Medicare Advantage plan, all right? So it's only for those people. If you have a Medicare supplement or just traditional Medicare, not applicable. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, right, then this does apply to you. And this is a season. It's basically the first 3 months of the year, so that first quarter, and you can change one time. Right? One time you have, and I call it like a redo or a mulligan if you play golf. Essentially, maybe you enrolled in a plan and you picked the wrong plan. And now you're, you know, during the fall season, right? Now you're actually starting this plan January 1st. Now you kind of get like a free test drive, if you will. 3 months to figure out, hey, do I like this plan or do I not like this plan? Maybe the doctor was not looked up by your agent and they're not in network. That's a big problem. Or maybe the doctor's changed by the time you got on the plan, and now it's mid-February, maybe that doctor's not in network. Or maybe you don't like the drug formulary. Maybe you don't like the customer, whatever it is, okay? It doesn't matter. You have an opportunity to change that plan only once, and that's kind of like a redo, essentially, right? That's the OEP, and that goes from January 1st to March 31st. You have a one-time election change to change that Medicare Advantage plan. Now, outside of these windows that we just talked about, the IEP, the AEP, and the OEP, right, you have one other option called the SEP. Now, this one, there is a ton of SEPs. SEP means special enrollment period, right? And there's a lot of different ones. Now, the most common one, there's probably about 20, by the way, 20 special enrollment periods. And this, a lot of times, is things like life events, right? So you're moving outside the coverage area. You're losing coverage through no fault of your own, like retiring or your spouse retires. You're lower income. You get Medicaid or state assistance. You lived in a FEMA disaster area. You just got out of being incarcerated. You get state pharmaceutical assistance program. There's, I mean, literally 20 of these things. It's crazy. And so these conditions, if you meet these certain criteria, right, you have an opportunity to change your plan. Generally speaking, right now in the middle of the summer, this is what you'd have to use. This is the only way you really could change your Medicare Advantage plan or enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan for the first time if you don't hit those other criteria, which I met earlier, which is the IEP, which is only your initial period, which you only have one time. Obviously, we're not in AEP, right? We're not October 15th through December 7th. And obviously, we're not in the OEP. January through March 31st. So this would be the enrollment reasons. Typically, I do still write a lot of advantage plans myself personally under this SEP rule, right? Because you can fit folks into these certain areas if they meet the criteria. So we'll go on this in more detail, you know, in our second segment. We'll talk about some of these and the ones that are most common that are used quite often for seniors. And then also what I was talking about with that, all the phone calls people are getting, all the solicitations that seniors are receiving. We'll go and talk about that in more detail. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. Your host, Justin Colvin. We are in episode 17 this afternoon. Can I change my Medicare plan anytime? That's what we're talking about. Again, yeah, we really appreciate all our listeners out there. I just want to thank you for tuning in. Again, every Sunday we're here for 30 minutes of just information all about Medicare. 12:30 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. All my shows are recorded, so if you can't catch the live show that we have, you can always turn into the website, and that they'll have all the recordings there. So there's a lot of good content. I try to provide as much detail and information as I can jam pack into every 30-minute session. So again, if you have questions, always, you know, call or text anytime. You can reach me at 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin Colvin, 850-632-0033. And you can find us online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So again, can I change a Medicare plan anytime? I get this question from a lot of my own clients that feel like they're, you know, committed or locked in for the year. Again, that could be the case. Depends on the plan, as we just talked about in segment one. Medicare supplement or Medigap plans, those lettered plans, just to kind of recap, have no restrictions besides just the medical underwriting. That you can change those plans anytime. And that's a bulk of the business that I'm doing personally and a lot of other agents are doing personally throughout the year, because you don't have to meet any specific enrollment time frame. Right. And so those plans, we do a ton of that business year round. That does not stop. The plans that do require certain specific enrollment periods, you can only change them at certain times, is like what we talked about previously, is Medicare Advantage and also prescription drug plans. So we talked about, you know, IEP and AEP and OEP, these different, you know, acronyms that define the different windows. And then we got into a little bit of the SEP. So let me kind of back up and cover that in a little more detail. This SEP is what's most commonly used throughout the year. Again, SEP just stands for Special Enrollment Period. So you have something, basically some criteria, some reason that you're able to change your Medicare Advantage plan or enroll into a Medicare Advantage plan outside of the main three reasons we mentioned, which is the IEP, being initially new to Medicare, the AEP, which is very defined in the fall every year, October 15th through December 7th, and then the OEP, which is the first quarter of the year. So obviously, right now, you know, as of this recording, it's June 20th. We're not in the AEP, very clearly. We're not in the OEP. And if you're not new to Medicare, you obviously aren't in the IEP. So then you have to be what's called an SEP. You have to have a special enrollment period. Now, there's a ton of these special enrollment periods, so many. Some are rare. Some are very rarely ever utilized. But the big ones, the big four, I would say, that are most common that I use, and this is critical. I have some people that get put in the wrong plan. Via call centers, via boiler room operations, via, you know, agents that maybe aren't really experienced, don't know what they're doing. They don't look up their doctors. They don't look up their prescriptions. And these folks get, unfortunately, placed in the wrong plan. And even though they have the OEP period, which is the first few months of the year, to make a change, you know, you can't always uncover what may or may not be working in a plan in 3 months. What if you want to go to the doctor? You may not even go to the doctor in the first few months of the year, right? And then by April, May, June, you're starting to actually use the plan. You're like, crap, this is not working. You know, my eye doctor is not in network. You know, my endocrinologist is not in network, or this drug's not covered, or the customer service is lousy, or it could be any myriad of things. And now you're kind of stuck, right? You're stuck with this plan unless you can, you know, find an SEP. And this is important, why very important to have good representation, right? You don't want to just do this on your own. It's too complicated. This is a mess. let me handle it, or let somebody else that's a very experienced and reputable person, right, handle your Medicare. This is an important component of every retiree, is their health care. It's one of the second leading major health care costs is their health care, right? And so you want to make sure you're in trusted hands to make the right decisions. And that's what we do every single day at the Medicare Help Desk. Our number again, 850-632-0033. So call me if you have questions. If you want to do a review, it's no obligation. I don't pressure people. I just give you the data to make the best decision. And we do everything the ethical and correct way, what we do right by our clients. So again, these special enrollment periods, I'll just touch on them briefly again. Moving, hugely popular. Seniors are always on the move. People retire. They may decide to move back home where family's at, siblings are at. You know, I have folks that are widows, right? And then they generally might move back to where parents or other siblings may be. So that you have people that move quite a bit, right? People up north that retire and want to live in a warmer climate. They move down south. So when you move, that's an SEP, right? So that gives you an opportunity to make a change. So that's very common. We use that all the time. Even moving to a new county. You could be in Florida, live in Tallahassee, Leon County, and move over to Jacksonville. Well, that's Duval County. That's a different area. That's a move. It doesn't matter. It's in state. It's still a move, period. Even to a neighboring county, that gives you the opportunity to change your plan if needed, right? Losing coverage to no fault of your own. That's a big one, too. This typically comes into the picture when people are retiring, okay? So you're retiring, your spouse is retiring, and you have employer coverage through either yourself or your spouse. That's a massively common SEP. And so when you do retire, that company insurance is going to terminate, right? Usually at the end of the month. Now you have a special enrollment period. You have an SEP to change your plan because obviously you're losing coverage. This can also occur if you are moving outside of a coverage area. Like if you have an HMO plan, you move to a different state. You say you're in Florida here, say Leon County and Tallahassee. Let's say you move out to Washington State. Well, the HMO plans that work here in Leon County, they're not even available, right? In Washington State, so your plan's going to get dropped by the carrier. They're going to send you a letter and drop your plan. For example, CHP, obviously is a Florida-based Advantage plan, headquartered here in Tallahassee. They don't do any business in Washington State. You're going to lose that plan. Not a big deal. You just now have an opportunity to pick a new plan, right? And that's what you would do. And you'd use an agent or broker to help facilitate that. Another big SEP is low income, right? If you're getting Medicaid or partial Medicaid or any kind of Medicare savings program like Extra Help, these assistance programs give you the rights to change your plan. Actually, quite often, you can change it once a quarter. So the first 3 months of the year, the next 3 months, and the following 3 months, those three opportunities. Each quarter, you have a one-time opportunity to change. So that's more than most people. Because of their limited income and resources, the feds and Medicare decided to make that available. That's a big one as well. So for my clients that are maybe less resources, you know, hopefully not changing their plan once a quarter. We want to find them on the right plan and let them stay on that plan. But we have the opportunity, if need be, even if they made a change in the first quarter of the year, perhaps it's not the right fit or the right plan for them, we can still make an adjustment in the second quarter and in the third quarter if needed. So that's a big one, right? And that's for lower income folks. And then a really big one as of late is the FEMA disasters. Now, these things are, it's between FEMA and Medicare. CMS is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They kind of work together, and as, you know, natural disasters or other things happen throughout the country, they can wave their magic wand and say, oh, there's a FEMA natural disaster. I just had four or five that came out yesterday from a major insurance company just emailed me as an agent just saying, hey, we've got new SEPs based on a FEMA natural disaster. Several were in the South. I think one was in Mississippi. One was in Louisiana for flooding. There were a couple for fires out west. I believe Utah had a fire SEP, and also Arizona. And there's one in Florida right now. So right now in the state of Florida, there's an SEP based on the gas shortage. I know it sounds kind of silly that they didn't impact everybody, but certainly some people were impacted. But if you remember that gas line disruption, the pipeline, it was 3 or 4 weeks ago. They decided that that was enough of a disruption, right? That people now should have another opportunity to change your plan. And so we can use that as an SEP. So it allows you to do something that, you know, maybe mid-year you couldn't change otherwise. These SEPs create that opportunity, right, to change to maybe a more advantageous plan versus waiting till the fall, which is the next general, you know, major enrollment season. And that plan wouldn't even take effect till January. You could literally change today. In fact, I helped someone change yesterday using the FEMA natural disaster SEP, and they're going to start July 1st, right? So that definitely helps expedite that change process. They're starting July 1 instead of having to do it in the fall for January 1, right? Huge, huge deal. So hope that gives you some good information on all those SEPs. So why do beneficiaries get all these phone calls, right? Why do people on Medicare get constant phone calls? Well, it's like anything else. They're sales organizations, right? And so you have to be very careful who you engage on the phone and who you give your information to. And you want to make sure you're dealing with a reputable outfit. So make sure you always do your due diligence. Check them out. Get a website. Get their phone number. Ask them for their license number. A lot of these outfits are legitimate, but they're going to use high-pressure sales tactics, right? And they may try to find one of these SEPs to place you into to be able to make a change in your plan. Because remember, at the end of the day, even if you're on the best plan for you, you know, some of these folks are salespeople, right? So they're not going to do what's necessarily in your best interest. They're looking to make a sale. So you have to understand that's what's going on. And they're not with Medicare. They're insurance agents, just like myself. We represent Medicare plans, which are, you know, contracted with the federal government, but they're not Medicare, right? I'm not Medicare either. My company is the Medicare Help Desk. We help people with their Medicare plans, but that's something you have to know and understand. We're just agents or brokers that are here to assist you, right, with finding the right plan. So hopefully that has given you some good information. My thought on it is just make sure you trust the person you're dealing with, you know, at all times. So we do appreciate, again, all of our listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, as we are every Sunday. It's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Take care out there.